Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. United Auto Workers Local 602, representing 3,000 workers at the Lansing Delta Township plant, getting ready for a strike authorization vote, which may be a surprise considering that the UAW reached a deal with all the big three earlier this year. To find out what the latest developments mean, I'm joined by John Beck, Michigan State University Associate Director of the School of Human Resources and Labor Relations and the Director of the Labor Education Program. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Now, for those of us that don't know the details of how these contracts work, I mean, the UAW already agreed on a contract and voted on one with GM. Why are we seeing this potential local strike here?
Well, first of all, I guess that the first thing I would want to do is dampen down concern about what a strike authorization vote actually is. A strike authorization vote is a lot like, say, you know, making advance hotel reservations when you plan on going on a vacation. That is, you know, it's something that you're going to have to do down the line. And if you're in a situation of bargaining, often a local union or a national union will pocket a strike authorization vote. That is, that they will take the vote in the midst of bargaining with the idea that it brings new attention to the bargaining table from both labor and management, so that they get this strike authorization vote. It doesn't mean that a strike is necessarily imminent. It simply means that they want to indicate their seriousness in terms of those issues that they're bargaining at the table.
And in terms of a local then striking or making an authorization, at least for a strike, after a national contract has been agreed upon, I mean, is this something we frequently see, or is this a rare event?
No, the situation within Big Three bargaining is that there are national contracts and there are local contracts. So that the national contract at General Motors and at Chrysler, as a result of the bailout, there is no strike option in the national contract. Now, there are issues that are regarded as national issues for the table, and there are those issues that are local specific based on that specific workplace. So that in the GM world now, you're not going to see a national strike, but you do have the possibility of seeing local strikes. We've seen local strikes before here, where a few years back there was a strike at Local 602. And that at that time, I believe they were the only local union that was out on strike. There have been earlier times in the history of auto negotiations where locals were on strike. And depending on what kind of plant it is, it can have quite an effect on the overall corporation just from the point of view of if it's a supplier plant that makes engines, for example. It very well may close down the entire supply chain if that specific strike is in that kind of location. Now, in this case, this is an auto assembly plant, and it would not necessarily close down any other part of General Motors except the local plant.
I'm talking to John Beck. He's the Associate Director of the Michigan State University School of Human Resources and Labor Relations and the Director of the Labor Education Program. I'm guessing the national contract covers all the major issues. What kind of issues are handled locally and might be behind some of the negotiations?
I'm not currently familiar with what they're going to be bargaining about at the local level. It depends. Sometimes there are special languages that have to do with how the work system works in one location compared to another. There very well may be specific kinds of understandings between the parties about that location. Most of the big things are national issues, of course, you know, pensions, wages, health care, and such things are handled at the national level. Sometimes there are kind of local benefits of one sort or another that the local deals that might have been worked out at some point. But for the most part, a lot of these will be about work rules. They'll be about the way work gets done It'll be, relationship of the party and the kind of the day-to-day operation of the plant.
After a national contract is agreed on, how long can these local negotiations drag on for?
Well, they can drag on for some time. And, I mean, the national agreement is really solidified before you get to these local tables. So that I'm not sure, you know, what the full bargaining kind of calendar really is, because expiration dates differ by industry. In some cases, the expiration dates of contracts might be the same. In other cases, they're going to be staggered over, a period of the year, if not years. I personally come out of the paper industry where, the relationship between the union and the companies was really, there were seemingly contracts open and closing all over the nation in any corporation at any given time. So I'm not exactly sure on how all of these expiration dates stack up within the UAW GM world.
Now, you say a strike authorization vote shouldn't be viewed as a dramatic step, although is it not the first step to proceeding with a strike at some point?
Yes, in effect it is. But as I'm indicating, many times what bargainers do is they pocket that strike authorization vote. That is, it's something that they get early in the negotiations, making sure that the members know that their bargaining team is serious about concluding a successful contract, that it very well might take action by the members when it comes to actually not only authorizing a strike, but if need be, going out on strike. But there are similar kinds of things that often, companies engage in on the other side. That is, it's not like they take strike authorization votes, but in many cases, you might see companies that shift production from one location that is bargaining out of that location to another location so that they don't feel that it's at risk. Or they might build up inventories over some time if they want to weather a strike, if they believe that they don't want a key item to not be available to consumers or to other manufacturers.
Isn't a local strike, if it does happen, isn't it far less effective in the sense that an automaker can bring in workers in the limited numbers, several thousand if necessary, to get the plant back up and running?
Well, normally you're not going to see people cross a picket line to take work within a GM environment. Though replacement workers have been used in other industries and other times, but we have not seen it, any marked degree within the auto world. So that in that way, the idea of a replacement workforce, normally management in the past has attempted to run, for example, with supervisors or other non-union workers within the facility. But often doing that is an inflammatory move if you're attempting to ship product out of a struck plant. It depends on the history of the individual bargaining relationship, the specific company, the specific union. But those kinds of things can really be quite bad when they happen.
One last thing, considering the fact that GM is now just out of bankruptcy and looking at the national UAW contract, would you say that it's very unlikely we will see actual strikes by any locals?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that, again, the way that bargaining works is what happens at the table is a fairly private and secret matter. One does not go public with what's going on at the table. And in that way, it is hard to really know What are the bones of contention, and what are those things that might spark in effect a local strike? Saying that, I'm not going to be a betting man either way, because the fact that I don't have information, nor do a lot of other people have information that's going to make them be able to really predict the outcome in the current day of this negotiation.
John Beck, Associate Director of the Michigan State University School of Human Resources and Labor Relations and Director of the Labor Education Program there. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Mike.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.